Today's Caregiver's Guide, a guide for the preparation for the inevitable. Introduction. America and the rest of the world are currently in a healthcare crisis. The costs of caring for injured, sick, and chronically ill individuals are staggering and continue to climb. As this international problem escalates, the burden transferred to caregivers grows even greater. As the world population ages, the need and high demand for caregivers increases every day. Caregiving is a job that requires time, effort, and commitment. It's also a job that results in high levels of stress, depression, and burnout. People often hear the word caregiver, but unless they've been in a personal situation that required caregiver services, they really have no idea what it's all about. It's a foreign world to them, and it's a place they want to avoid at all costs. But the odds are that they will be faced with a caregiving situation one day. It's been said many times that there are four types of people: those who need caregivers, those who are caregivers, those who will one day need a caregiver, those who will one day be a caregiver. Caregiving has become a rising need, and it has become even more important today than ever before in history. As medical technology and advancements continue to discover ways to prolong life and increase mortality, people are living longer, and longevity means more people aging and living much longer than we ever thought possible. But that doesn't always mean they're living a healthy life. That's why this valuable ebook about caring for caregivers is so important. The more you know about caregiving and caregiver responsibilities, the better prepared you will be when it's time for you to give or receive caregiver services. Following some of the recommendations and ideas presented in this book can make the world a better place for you and for someone you care about. It may or may not be happening to you today, but chances are high that you will be affected by some type of caregiving need at some point in the future.